This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. TikTok CEO is testifying before Congress this morning. 150 million Americans use TikTok, but critics, including many lawmakers, say it threatens national security and the privacy of users. The AP's Jennifer King with what the CEO is saying.
Some politicians have started talking about banning TikTok.
The CEO of TikTok reached out directly to users ahead of his appearance before the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce today. Amid escalating U.S.-China tensions, Shouzi Chu will be making a case for why the popular video sharing app isn't a national security risk. At a White House briefing yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby wouldn't confirm reports that the Biden administration is asking the Chinese company ByteDance to sell the app, amid concerns that user data could end up in the hands of the Chinese government. Jennifer King, Washington.
How much faith do you have in your bank?
A poll finds low faith in American banks after two recent bank failures. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen and the Biden administration have been trying to boost confidence.
The U.S. banking system remains sound.
But an AP Nork Center for Public Affairs research poll finds just 10% of U.S. adults say they have high confidence in banks and other financial institutions. That's down more than half from 3 years ago. More than half now say the government's not doing enough to regulate the industry. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Fewer Americans are applying for unemployment. Applications are down by 1,000 for the week ending March 18th. Is the threat of nuclear war rising? A top Russian security official says, yes, it is. Dmitry Medvedev says Moscow's relations with the West have hit an all-time low. And he says this about Ukraine. Ukraine is part of Russia. President Biden's approval rating is down a little to 38%. This is AP News. Now to Beethoven's health problems when he was alive. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The legendary German composer had hearing problems and severe stomach ailments. A new study says chronic drinking may have been a factor.
You have the liver disease, and this seems to have developed over about the last 6 to 7 years of his life. It's first in evidence in 1821 with a two-month attack of jaundice that clears.
Researcher Tristan Begg at the University of Cambridge says they couldn't figure out what caused Beethoven's hearing loss.
That seems to have had an onset in his mid to late 20s. It was a slowly progressing form of hearing loss that appears to have been nerve-related.
Losing his hearing is believed to have limited Beethoven's creative work. He died at 56. Researchers pulled genetic clues from locks of Beethoven's hair that had been snipped off and preserved as keepsakes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.